chapter number 4, 8 through 20. It's a lot of reading. That's what I want to read tonight. I want God just to get elevated in this. We've been preaching on not fizzling out in 2021. We preached on developing endurance that we wouldn't fizzle out. And then we came back and we've been preaching on that we was walking with God and what we gain by walking with God. But tonight I want you to get this. Not only do we gain stuff when we walk with God, but we gather stuff along that way. Not only do we gain it, but we gather stuff. And I want you to know tonight, you say, what's the importance of my walk with Jesus Christ? Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you. I've heard this been said by a lot of old preachers, and I believe this. Your salvation was free, but the next salvation is going to cost you. You say, what are you talking about? Getting saved again? Oh, no, don't mistake that. What I'm talking about tonight is you were saved. Hey, you're saved tonight. Your salvation didn't cost you nothing. But somebody's watching how you handle your salvation, and that'll determine if they want to have what you have in Jesus Christ. How we handle it, how we take care of it, how we walk with Christ, people watches us on a daily basis, okay? And I want to show you tonight in Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 8, I'd ask you to stand. We're going to preach on a little subject tonight, that they had been with Jesus. That they had been with Jesus. Acts 4 and verse number 8, the Bible says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means is he made whole? Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which is become of the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them. That they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle, and had been done by them and manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them. And they spake henceforth to no man in his name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you be the judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, Lord God, I pray when we leave this place and we go to our workplaces tomorrow, I pray that somebody knows that we've been in the presence of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray tonight when we walk out of this place that we may have walked in with our heads down, but Father God, I pray we walk out with our heads up. Father God, we may have walked in, Father God, beat down and broken, but I pray we walk up, walk out of this place, Father God, in the Spirit tonight. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to be with each and every prayer request all over this building tonight. Father God, I don't know why this is on my mind, but I'd ask you tonight to watch over the prayer requests tonight of this church, the ones that didn't speak up, the unspoken requests, the ones that are hurting, the ones that are waiting on tests. Father God, the ones tonight that are fighting addictions, the ones tonight that are fighting in their families. Lord God, the ones tonight that are fighting their faith. Lord God, tonight we're not to fight, but we're just to focus on you and let you have your will in our lives. And Lord God, tonight I pray when we walk out of this place, that we can be said that we've been in the presence of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. amen, you may be seated tonight, that they had been with Jesus. Have you ever had anybody say, I can tell that you've been with Jesus, that you've been alone with Jesus, and that Jesus is all over you? Tonight, as we read this text in Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 8 through 20, you know, we talked Sunday morning about walking with God. And walking with God, we said that we gain a freedom. And we said not only do we gain a freedom, but we gain a conviction for others. And then we said we gain a prize. And then we gain an incorruptible crown. Hey, there's some strive for corruptible, but we strive for incorruptible crowns tonight. And I want you to know, when you start walking with God, there's going to be a time that they will know that you've been with Jesus. The Bible says in the 13th verse of this chapter that Peter and John had been with Jesus and everyone knew it. Can I say to you tonight, everyone will know when you and I have got along with Jesus. Everybody will know if you've been alone with Him or not. Amen. They'll know if you've been alone in the quiet times with Jesus Christ in your life. But you ask a question tonight, preacher, how will they know? And I want to share with you tonight four things tonight how people will know that you've been alone with God. How they knew they had been alone with God. You know what had happened. It had come in Acts chapter number 3, and they came into that place. And what had took place there when they came in, they was going to the temple, and they come across that gate, and they went by, and there was a man there lame, and he was begging, and he was asking for an alms. And they said, money and gold have I none, silver and gold have I not, but what I give you, I give in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Friends, when they reached down, it said that man, he jumped up from where he was at, and he went into the temple with them. And I want you to know, now we come to Acts chapter number 4, and the elders and the Sadducees, they've come to this place, and they're wanting to, in old Detroit town, they're wanting to hang Peter and John. And Peter and John has come to this place, and they had the opportunity to speak for themselves. And when they get talking, you know what they said? They said, we perceive that they've been with Jesus. And tonight, how do they do that? We look, number one, in verse number 8, and this is what it is. Number one tonight in verse number 8 is that there's proof when you have been with Jesus. There'll be proof in your life that you've been alone with Jesus. Look what he says in verse number 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. I love that tonight when we read this text. There's proof that you've been with Jesus. Number one tonight, we see that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They was not being filled up. They wasn't half full. They wasn't empty, but they was filled with the Holy Ghost. Friends, I want you to know tonight, when you get alone with Jesus Christ, it won't be long till your full tank will get full in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, if you're running on empty, I advise you as your pastor tonight to get along with Jesus when you get home, or get along with Him right now while I'm preaching, and ask Him to fill you up tonight. Friends, I want you to know, if you're running on empty, hey, you won't splash out on nobody. But I do know this tonight, when you've been filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, you'll splash out on somebody that you come in contact with. He says tonight, they're proof that you've been with Jesus. Number one, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. That's not a feeling, but it's full tonight. He fills you up. Ephesians 5:18, the Bible says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit tonight. Friends, can I say to you tonight, there's two ways that you can be filled tonight. As a born-again believer, you can allow the world to fill you up, or you can allow God Almighty to fill you up. I'd say to you tonight, when you've been filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, you'll know it, and everybody around you will know it tonight. You say, preacher, what must I do to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Must I speak in tongues? Must I do all these things? I'd say to you tonight, and I give you the authority on God's word tonight, when you ask Jesus Christ to save you tonight and you repent of your sins, the Holy Ghost comes inside of you and you get all the Holy Ghost you can ever get tonight. Hey, the problem's never been, do we get all the Holy Ghost? The problem's always been, does the Holy Ghost get all of us? Can I get an amen? And he says tonight, when they came in and they was being ridiculed and they was being beat on, he said, hey, we believe that you've been with Jesus. Number one, there's proof that you've been with Jesus, because you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number two tonight, not only will there be proof you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, there'll be proof that you're led by the Holy Ghost. When they got here and they got to what was going on, I want you to get this in verse number 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, hey, not only was he filled, but he opened his mouth. Hey, we open our mouth a lot of times, amen? So why not open it for Jesus? You see, right here, he could have said anything. He could have said, y'all are accusing me wrong. Y'all are doing wrong, but he didn't. He opened his mouth full of the Holy Ghost, and he said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. He said, I want to examine what goes on tonight. Number one, they had proof because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Number two, he had proof because he was led by the Holy Ghost. You know, tonight, the greatest example of anybody ever being led by the Holy Ghost will be found in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 1 tonight. The Bible says in Luke 4:1, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Friends, tonight, when Jesus Christ, when he was fixing to be led into the wilderness, and he was fixing to be 40 days in temptation, and he was fixing to be led into that place, the Holy Ghost of heaven, you know what it did? It filled him and it led him into the wilderness. Tonight, I want you to know, you're going to have to walk through a wilderness place in your life in 2021. You might. I may have to. But I'd a lot rather know I'm walking being filled with the Holy Ghost through them landmines in our life. He says tonight, be filled with the Holy Ghost, but to be led by the Holy Ghost. Luke 4:1, the Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So tonight, I want you to get this. How does people know that we've been around God, we've been around Jesus, and we've been in His presence? Number one, there'll be proof that you've been with Jesus. There'll be a filling in your life. There'll be a leading in your life. And there'll be a time in your life, just like in Acts 4:10, you will speak with the Holy Ghost tonight. You'll speak with the Holy Ghost. Now, don't get that confused with speaking in tongues. Okay, let's just look. Let's look to the Bible. Luke 4:10. I mean, right here it is. I'm sorry. Acts 4:10. Look what he says here. He says here in Acts 4:10 that we speak with the Holy Ghost. And here's what Peter says. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. You know what? His life was at stake here. They could have killed Peter and John here, but he still stood in what he knew. And he says there's proof when you've been with Jesus. But let me show you something else. That proof is to being filled with the Holy Ghost. Number two tonight, let's look in verse number 13. Not only is there proof that you've been with Jesus, but there's power when you've been with Jesus. Amen? There's power. If your power's low tonight, get back to the power source. If your power's low, hey, if there's no proof that you've been around Jesus, if you're walking on empty and you need to be filled, you can be filled at the foot of Jesus Christ. And people will know that you've been with Jesus. He said, one, there's proof, and number two, there's power. And that power tonight that they've been with Jesus is because they had Holy Ghost boldness in their life. As a Christian, you're going to have Holy Ghost boldness. I'm going to have it. Look what he says tonight, if you will, with me. There's power when you've been with Jesus, and that's the boldness. Verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they didn't cower down, they didn't cower out, they stood bold in what God had called them to do. Look what he says here. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That power when you've been with Jesus tonight, it'll give you boldness to speak for Jesus Christ. It won't be about you, but it'll be all about Jesus. Verse number 12. And here's where they started talking about nothing but about Jesus. That when that power is on you, you'll have boldness to speak for Jesus. Verse number 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friends, when they got here, they said there's something going on with these individuals. They've been around Jesus. What would you do in the morning if you went to your workplace and you walked in and they said, what's wrong with you? What's going on, man? There's a glow about you. There's something different about you. And you couldn't say, well, I've been doing this or I've been out in the sun. All you could say was this, I've been in the presence of Almighty God. Amen? We've been in the presence of Almighty God. Number one, they had a boldness to speak for Jesus. That was that power. But number two, they had a boldness to stand for Jesus. Not only they had a boldness to speak, but they had boldness to stand for Jesus. Look in verse number 14. And beholding the man which was healed. Behold the man that was healed. Tonight I look around this room, there's a lot of people that's healed. Amen? You've been healed. How was you healed? How was you healed spiritually? Because you had been with Jesus. You got alone with Jesus. You got to that place in your life where you realized all you needed was Jesus. So when they got here, they said they were standing there, and there was that man that was, they knew all day, all the time. He laid there at that gate, and he begged, and he pleaded, and he wanted somebody just to give him an alm, and nobody would stop, and nobody would look. But here comes these men that have been with Jesus, and they walk by him, and they say, what we got, we'll give you. You know what it'll cost you to tell somebody about Jesus? It won't cost you nothing. It's free. Your gift that you got this afternoon, your salvation, it didn't cost you nothing, and it won't cost you not one red cent to give it back to somebody else. Amen? And tell them about the good news. There's boldness to speak for Jesus. There's boldness to stand for Jesus. And beholding the man in verse 14, which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Tonight, when Jesus Christ saves your soul, I want you to know who the Bible says who the Son sets free is free indeed. Number one, you have proof that you've been with Jesus. Number two, there's power when you've been with Jesus. It'll give you boldness. Boldness to speak, boldness to stand, and it'll give you boldness to serve Jesus Christ. Here they are. They came to this place in their life. And I want to slow down so you get this. They came to this place. They're seated before the Sadducees. They're seated before the elders, the rulers, and all these people. In verse number 4, you can read it. Here they're sitting here. And the Sadducees, you know what they believe. They don't believe there's no resurrection. That's why they're sad, you see. They don't believe there's no resurrection, so they've got nothing to live for. They believe when you die here, it's over with. It's no good. You're done. What you've done, it's over with. We don't believe that. Amen? Our hope and our salvation is built on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when he got here, we're built on that resurrection power. And what he said, that same Jesus that you crucified and that God raised from the dead. So that tells me he's serving God. Here he is. His life's at stake. He could be killed. He could be martyred. He could be done away with right there. But old Peter, he done denied him once before. Amen. And he said, I will not deny him again. He said, he done gave me a redemption at the day of Pentecost, and I'm fixing to preach it on home now. Amen. A man that's been redeemed will show his redemption. This tonight, let me give you this. He had boldness to speak for Jesus. He had boldness to stand for Jesus. And he had boldness to serve Jesus. You say, well, he had no other choice, preacher. Yes, he did. He had another choice. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24, that they had been with Jesus. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24, there's power when you have been with Jesus. It'll give you boldness. Number one, they had boldness to speak for Jesus. They had boldness to stand. But Peter and John had boldness to serve Jesus Christ. It's one thing to speak about Jesus. It's one thing to stand. But it's totally something else to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24, the Bible says, no man, that includes everybody, no matter who you are, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. God and man, or God and money. You cannot serve it. Peter came here. You know what they want him to do? They want him to hush. They want him to shut up about Jesus. Peter refused to do that. He stood because he'd been with Jesus. Tonight, the only way that you're going to be able to stand is that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That you've been born again by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number one, there was proof that they had been with Jesus. Number two, there was power when he had been with Jesus. And number three, look in verse number 16, there is peace when you have been with Jesus. No peace tonight, get with Jesus. Peace will come. Peace will come. Your life in shambles, get with Jesus. Peace will come. Doctor report's coming. Get along with Jesus. Hey, when things, folks, I am telling you on the authority of God's word tonight, if you'll just get along with Jesus, if you'll just get along with Jesus, there'll be proof in your life you've been alone with him. There'll be proof that you've been alone with him. You ain't got to tell nobody. They'll know when you've been with Jesus. There'll be proof. Number two, there'll be power. You'll be able to walk in that power. You won't be arrogant or any of them things. You'll just have boldness in what you know about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just have boldness. And you cannot have proof And you cannot have power until you've had peace. If you're in turmoil on the inside, that power will never get to where it needs to be. Do you have peace in your life? Peace. Do y'all know what I'm talking about when I say peace? I'm talking about a peace that passes all understanding. Everything going on with the nation, we're praying for our nation. We're praying for our nation. Everything going on that you see, you can still have peace in the midst of your storms. He never died for a storm that's in your life. And I say this all the time. He died for the one that's in that storm. If he died for the storms would never come. But he never died for the storms. He died for that person tonight that's in that storm. He died for that individual. And he died and to show you, to give you proof that he can handle any storm that comes your way. He can give you power through that storm that comes. And he can give you peace along the way. I say this all the time at Broken Lives, and I say it coming home in the bus all the time. Your salvation is useless without sobriety. You say, what's sobriety? Freedom, cleanliness, peace. When Satan gets you where you don't have peace and you don't have cleanliness, you don't have sobriety, where you can just breathe and say, I am free. There'll be turmoil on the inside. Folks, tonight, you need peace, and I need peace tonight. I want to show you this tonight. No matter what's going on, I don't know what's going on in your life, but God gave me this week, and I just want to share it with you. Number one, there's proof you've been with Jesus. Hey, by the way, have you been with Jesus this week? I mean, I don't know. Have you been with Jesus this week? There's peace when you've been with Jesus. Verse number 16. Saying, what shall we do with these men? What shall we do to these men? They don't want to know what they're going to do with them. What are we going to do to these men? Psalms 118:6. Here it is. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Let me say that one more time. Psalm 118:6, the Lord is on my side. Is the Lord on your side tonight? Woo, man, somebody ought to be shouting. Man, I'm telling you tonight, if you've not been with God all week long, you're with Him tonight. Whether you like it or not, you're with Him tonight. I brought Him with me, amen. Hey, I brought Him with me everywhere I go. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. When old Satan rears his head up, you know what Jesus does? He doesn't leave me. He doesn't forsake me. He is right here with me tonight. And there's proof in my life, and there's proof in your life tonight. And when you walk out of this place, you don't have to walk out of here with no power. You can walk out with power tonight. And you walk out with a peace. Knowing tonight that in Psalm 118 in verse number 6, the Lord is on my side. You ever been picking two teams? You ever been picking teams and you're the last kid standing? Nobody wanted you. Glory to God. Nobody wants the little short fat kid. That was me. I was like, please, please. They said, he can't do nothing anyway. But I thank God tonight that God picked me. Thank God, hey, he don't judge you by your stature, your weight, hair, none of that. He don't judge you by none of that. He wants you all. He wants all of us. And he says tonight in Psalm 118, verse number 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? I say to you tonight on the authority of God's word, man can't do nothing to you. Man can't do nothing to you. Kill you tonight, but he can't destroy the soul. Kill you tonight, take your life, but he can't take that soul. And if that ain't enough to shout about, you won't never shout. Amen? He says tonight, Brother Riley Cagle, it was a good message the other night, son. I enjoyed that. Putting on that shield. For the Lord's with me. He's on my side. And I'm going to give you this tonight. We're going to close and go on home, but I got something I got to read here. I thought I had it. Yeah, I got it. I've been wanting to slow down and teach a little bit, not preach all the time. Preach makes me tired. Man, when I run, it makes me tired. It takes me forever to get over it. Anyway, my fourth thing tonight, you have proof that they have been with Jesus. Number one, you have proof that you've been with Jesus. Number two, there's power when you've been with Jesus. Number three, there's peace when you have been with Jesus. What they said here, these men have been with Jesus. And number four, there's a purpose and protection when you've been with Jesus. You don't get with Jesus without a purpose. When you get with Jesus, there's a purpose. In verse number 19, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you be the judge. But Peter said, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and what we have heard. Tonight, the reason that you will have proof that you've been with Jesus, the reason that you will have power because you've been with Jesus, and the reason that you will have peace because you've been with Jesus, is that being with Jesus is enough. No matter what comes your way in life, you remember that God's got a purpose for you and He is protecting you till He fulfills that purpose in your life. Kick back, recline for a minute. I'm going to do a little reading. The November 2002 issue of Guidepost Magazine shared the story of God's guidance and protection of Major Michael Halt. Halt's battalion had been ordered to cross the Kuwait border as part of Operation Desert Storm. The major was second in command of 130 Marines. The unit had already been under heavy artillery fire and now faced the possibility of oil fires and landmines. Thousands of Iraq troops waited just beyond the Kuwait border. The major prayed, dear God, help me to lead my troops wisely. Watch over us and keep us safe as the Marines prepared to cross the next morning. They wrote letters to loved ones in case they were killed in battle. The next morning before dawn, the order was given to move out. The skies were clear and the men began to advance toward the border. As they advanced, it began to sprinkle and then it began to rain cats and dogs. The rain came down so hard and fast that the men could not make out the desert landscape ahead of them, hindering their advance. This went on for days. The men were not only concerned about the enemy ahead, but now the weather seemed to be against them. Major Halt prayed, Father, please make this rain stop and protect us. The rain continued to pound the unit until they finally neared the border of Kuwait. At the border, the battalion halted while the enemy waited on the other side. On the day of the invasion, the men awoke to clear skies and sunshine. As they closed in on the border, they could not believe the sight before them. The torrential rains had washed away the sand to reveal metal discs planted all across their path. It was an Iraq minefield. God protected these men and gave them direction by using storms in their life. By the way, He may use your storms and trials to give you direction too. Trust His leading day by day, especially in the times of trouble, and people will know that you've been with Jesus. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, enough said. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. Lord God, if there's somebody in here tonight that don't have proof that they've been with Jesus this week, I pray they get an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey guy. Lord God, tonight, if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl in here tonight, they just don't, their power is just about gone. Lord God, give them power tonight. Lord God, I pray for that one tonight that's got no peace. Zero. I pray they come tonight to the peacemaker. The one that gives all kind of peace. And Lord God, I pray tonight that you show each and every one in this place, including this pastor, that you got a purpose for this church and every person here. And you protect us when we don't even know how to protect ourselves. And Lord God, even though sometimes we feel like we're going through storms and don't know which way to go, every storm comes our way, has to go through the Master's hands. There's not a storm raises in our life that don't go through you. And Lord God, tonight I pray that when we walk out of this place, we can say that we've been alone. And we've been together with Jesus tonight. Bless this congregation. Watch over them in a mighty way. Father, have your will and have your way. In Jesus' most holy, precious name we ask and do pray. All of God's people said, amen.